It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Alexander Gravois, Manager, Global Strategies and Trade, U.S. Grains Council. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Tony. Thank you very much for having me once again. I'm really looking forward to speaking to you about what we have going on.
Let's back up just a minute, because I've already given you your title with the U.S. Grains Council. But we don't know the path that you've taken to get to the U.S. Grains Council. So how did you end up here? Was it something, I'm going to go work for the U.S. Grains Council when you were five? I mean, how'd that happen?
So I spent the beginning part of my career working for the Chilean government. I worked in the Export Promotion Bureau, which is called ProChile. I was there for about 8 years, running their office in Chicago, then working in the embassy for about 3 years. And then I had opened up their office in Philadelphia during the pandemic. And after about 8 years, I figured it was time to broaden the horizons, kind of see what else is out there. And I found a job for the U.S. Grains Council online, and it ended up feeling like it was a good fit. It was something that would allow me to continue to develop in the international trade side, and also just being able to work with such an interesting group of commodities, and I think really helping out the U.S. producers is something that's very, very appealing.
So let's talk about global strategies and trade. What's that mean?
So my role has a few different components. When we talk about some of what we do is also trade servicing. So sometimes we'll hear, whether it be from international buyers or potential exporters that want more information on how to either move their product or purchase product, we'll sometimes help function as a nexus in a way, just connecting and really facilitating that relationship. I also help oversee some of the programming of our South Asia office, so I'll help with some of the more logistics side and making sure everything runs smoothly when we have teams coming here or, if we're sending people into South Asia. But also on the global strategy side, we are looking to promote value-added or the competitive advantage of U.S. feed grains. So in my specific role, we do a lot with corn. So you'll see a lot on grain storage management or the superior performance of U.S. corn in the industrial starch sector or in the poultry and the broiler industry, as well as grain quality. So we want to really highlight to both domestically and internationally what makes U.S. corn stand out and help use that as a driver to boost exports and really boost that relationship on the ag side.
You mentioned starch, so that might be a good way for us to segue to something. I don't know if it's just called a starch conference, but it's a conference dealing with starch.
Correct. So from the week of June 10th, the U.S. Grains Council will be hosting its third annual Global Starch Conference. The last year we had done it in Seoul, South Korea, but this year we're going to be doing it in Chicago, Illinois. And we'll host about 40 international buyers, both on the technical side, so your plant managers, technical experts, as well as procurement managers for plants around the world. So we have markets covered everywhere from China, South Korea, to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Colombia, Peru. So we're all over the map. And the general idea is to highlight what we've been doing is the work with Dr. Vijay Singh in the University of Illinois. We've had some lab research that shows the higher starch extractability of U.S. corn, while also helping show how to improve yields or improve profitability. And then this year what we're looking to do that's a little bit different is also highlight the procurement side. So one of the things that we saw as a challenge, as a healthy challenge, is how do we get our procurement managers overseas to see the same thing that the technical managers see? Because many times purchasing is done off of a least cost, so wherever the price is more favorable, that's what they'll go with. But we want to convince our buyers and international partners that what you should really be looking for is value. So essentially a value-based procurement strategy that would highlight the return on investment and performance of their product should be essentially the driver. So we're going to touch on topics such as sustainability, PS&D, market outlooks, also procurement strategies, procurement practices, and also hearing from producers. We feel that this is a great one-stop shop in a way, and really being able to impact the starch industry both globally and domestically, where we'll have a presence.
Is this the importance of what you've talked about? Does it show up, especially like in the poultry industry? Is that that's someplace where we can look and go, wow, that really makes a difference?
So I think there's definitely a connection. While in this case with Global Stars, we're looking more on the wet milling side. So well, you'll see a lot of the corn gluten feed, corn gluten meal. But the same reasons why we see higher yields in the industrial starch industry, which is due to the softer endosperm and easier millability and ability to break down, this also translates to the poultry industry. So we had been doing some studies with a few different partners, Auburn University, Northern Crops Institute, and some of our members such as the North Dakota Corn Board, South Dakota, as well as Minnesota. And what we found is that U.S. corn also has superior performance in the poultry industry due to a more favorable feed conversion rate. So that means a bird through a growth period will be able to consume less feed, but still have that same growth and really be able to maximize its efficiency. So we feel that that can have, essentially, from the poultry side all the way to the final consumer, you'll see a big impact.
What else does Alexander have on his desk as far as, I mean, that's a lot to be working on, but what else are you watching right now?
You know, we always like to follow the trends. One thing that I like to do is work with our international offices and see what comments they've been receiving from our international partners as far as grain quality is concerned, or really seeing how we can work together to change the perception on U.S. corn. One of the comments that we get a lot is that U.S. corn maybe looks a little dusty, it breaks a little easier, but through these projects what we want to do is really show that the same reason why it maybe breaks a little easier is why it performs better and how that can make more money for international plants or partners and also just be a more effective option. So we've been trying to see how we can roll out some of these projects, using the Global Stars Conference as a great driver for that, same with our poultry study, and just really continue to develop our markets.
What is important for producers to know? Because, again, we're talking about things that are really out of the realm of what an everyday producer is focused on. In other words, yeah, they know that the trade's important. They know starch is important. They know all these things are important, but what does this really mean back to the producer level?
So I think this is a great way to show to our producers. So, for example, in June, we'll have two producers give presentations. We'll also have some producers present in the conference. And it's a great way for them to interact with international partners and maybe hear a perspective that they don't see every day. Many times, our international partners just essentially hear what they receive, but the producers are also seeing what's in the field. So being able to bridge that gap and allow for that maybe greater understanding and really seeing firsthand how each hand essentially works with each other is very important, just to continue to build the relationship and continue to show why, in this case, U.S. corn is a superior option for many industries.
Speaking of showing, if you want to do a little show and tell, we could do that. Online, you've got a website. We can learn everything about the Grains Council. Where do we find you?
So you could find us at the U.S. Grains Council website and social media. You'll be able to find many of the studies that I referred to on the Grains Council website as well. We also have a feed conversion calculator for our poultry project, which could help many people get a better understanding of essentially what they're paying for feed and how much they could either save or gain based on their choices. But all of these studies and everything is on the website, and you'll be sure to see from us on social media as well what we're doing.
And that website is grains.org, grains.org. Alexander Grabois is Manager of Global Strategies and Trade with the U.S. Grains Council. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.